שיש בה קונק שיעשה תשובה, הוא ככה אין עצמי, מות הולך משותו עושה, יכן הוא חבו, ועל זה כוסף גם כן, ירשת ליים לדומו, שנרשאו פה, אפילו נלך אותו עם הבדי, אבל כשתו המובד אין שיתפה עם רציוני, שיתפוס לך משותו עושה, אז שיעשה תשובה אורלם, וכנבוך עד מדברי מריק, וכמו שבסף, so he's massive on the Rambam. He says, the Marik doesn't say this. The Marik only says, in regard to the Ilechot himself, who testified in regard to the Shrite of the Sheikhet on Sunday, that he was Nabla. So he said to him that he was the Sheikhet was Sheikhet on Sunday, so the Ilechot is not allowed to him, because Shabbat has to be Surah. But suppose the same Sheikhet on Monday he shall forget, so the Ilechot is allowed to participate in the Shrite. Because just because we believe him in regard to himself, in respect to the Shrita on Sunday, it does not mean that the Shrita on Monday also has to be there. And as far as the Shrita on Monday is concerned, so it's not the way. There is no Shabbat and Abshay. Chtichele Yisure. So the way, Mashiachin here in this case where we know that the Sheikhet was in Abu Mons, to him came. So the Mele, since he was already established and determined that he is minabel in the Shrite, so the Mele, the next other Shrites should also be possible, unless we know that he did Tshuva. But until he did Tshuva, so he should be possible. So he's really kind of Pesach Ramon. He said, וכמוך בגרוארי, וכמו שכוסף, וכי משמע יצא למים שוס מריקצרי, וכי משמע מרשאו, וגם הרמב״ם כוסף סיפר כי הוא לא השחיתה. אם יוצא טריפן תחסיודי, הוא יבינה בנעיסי, הוא מעביר בנעיסי, משמע אפילו בפעם אחת, וכי משמע מתור אחד, סוף סים סבכי, ידעבוך שנמצא אחריו. חילב, אפילו בפעם אחת מעביר בנעיסי, וכי משמע מרשאו, וכי הוא בליבוש, וכי משמע בסימן קופיוטס, וגם דברי יעתר אזור, נראה כסייסקי, ממה שכוסף כאן, ובסוף סמלאו, ונראה כמחל, נדעתי כשראו בייזי, שאיזה פריפו מתחסיודי, עוד אמרו מוקים שחוץ את כל ההי, ומניזה בנאילי, חשתינו לי מעביר בנאיזי, אבל שלוי בפנאילי, כי שפי וכשירי, ומתרבור בנאילה שאיזה פריפו, אין מעביר בנאיזי, ולא אין נהיר, וכמי שכוסף, ליצור פרימה, ומה שכוס ורב, וששור על איזה פריפה, היי נשנת דבר בואו שאיזה פריפה. אלו, שנשלוחו שאיזה פריפה, כגי, שאי, אידךו, וחי גם, בדרך כלל, ליצור פריפה. So, the שח is מסיק על הפסק עוד הרמו. The שח is מסיק על הפסק עוד הרמו. And he says, that once it is established that he was never once, so then, he shrieked us so until we know that he did Jew. But the Marik only talks of a person the Marik only talks in regard to the Adam Idechot, who testified against the Shrite of the Sheikh. So even though he was never in regard to that particular Shrite, and the Beis Shaddai Shaddai Yisroel, but in connection with another Shrite, there is no Shavya Nafshya Ptichen Yisroel. Now we have to understand it. So the Shach is Chelik, and the Pesach of the Ramon. And then he mentioned that the Mashal is also Chelik. And the Mashal says, if we know that a certain Sheikhet was Nabil the Behemah once, so then we're not allowed to eat of the Shrite unless we know that it is true. Unless we know that it is true. Now, what is the Shita of the Ramon? What is the Shita of the Ramon? So apparently the Ramon deduced that from that Marik. I mean, he mentions the Marik. But even though the Marik discusses the Idechot, who testified in regard to the first Shita, that it was Shaloi Kedim, so then he says, the other Shita, so even the Idechot is allowed to partake of the other Shita. Because there is no Shabbat to be so. Apparently, the Ramo held, if the fact that a certain Sheikh was Nabi once would mean that he is ready to be Nabi another time too, so then the Marik should ask the Idechot to partake of the Shrit of the Sheikh even if it's another Shabbat. Because since we say Shabbat, so what does it mean? that vis-a-vis oneself. So a person has the money is straight vis-a-vis oneself. That's it. It's like it was holding him, you know. So here too, Shamlash tell you so, vis-a-vis himself, he has the same pneumonia as his two aid. Now, if the Mari can help in the case of two aid in testifying that a certain sheikh had to nabble once, neglectfully, he was nabble once, so then you are still allowed to partake of the other shkidas of the same sheikh. So you're not allowed, if the Mari can help, that in the case where Nidah comes, where it becomes determined that a certain aid, it becomes determined that if in the case, so if in the case where a Nidah would come and be invited that a certain sheikh was in Abu once, so then we would be ourselves to eat of the other shkites of the sheikh. So then, even in the case where a dechot is testified in regard to one sheikh, and we don't believe the dechot in respect to anybody else, but we believe in respect to himself, so even the other shkites should be asur for that dechot. Because since in the case where two aid imam ibar, so then, So we're not allowed to eat the mishkite. So in the case where he himself was mivari in respect to himself about one shkite that it was the veil, so he should not be allowed the dechot to partake of the other shkites of the same shape. Why do we say that we don't say shavnash tefayisure in respect to the other shkites? Why? Because we say just because he said that the first shkita on Sunday was the veil, it does not mean that the shkita on Monday is the veil. So it doesn't mean. So we may lay in the case where it's this barrier to other ways. So it's also the same thing. Why? It's apparently, in other words, there are more holes that every person has a chassis kashas. Every person has a chassis kashas. And if we know that the person was in there, let's say an evela he ate once, then he loses his chassis kashas. Mashaykin in the case where it becomes this barrier that the sheikh was made to trade for tahas yot. Now we don't know whether he did the basic. Maybe he didn't be shaking, but even if he didn't be shaking, he was still negligent, he was still neglected. But we have no right to go that he did an amazing damage. Maybe he just forgot, and absentmindedly, instead of shechting at Darach Halacha V'Avoye, so absentmindedly, he cut it some money the way one cuts an apple. After all, a person is accustomed to cut various fruits and vegetables that way, not the halacha v'avoye. So neglectfully, but not the lazy mamish. He forgot inadvertently, and he was sheikhed also the rosh, but not the lazy mamish. If we knew, the Ramon wouldn't say in the case where it becomes nisbar, that a certain person was sheikhed shaloi kidin b'meizid mamish. So then the Ramon wouldn't say that from the other shkides we can eat. If it is established that b'meizid mamish was nothing. But the Ramon talks of a case mishe shochad b'meizid reivet pamachas b'rashyot. But lo yosach, what did he mean b'meizid reivet? In other words, he just neglected being b'meizid reivet. So in other words, so he forgot. He shouldn't forget. But it's not in his advantage. He forgot. So a person forgets many things. Of course, he shared it. He shouldn't have to share such things. But it's possible that the person forgets, and that he's not being the sakim either before the shkita or after the shkita. He forgot. And it's possible that he just forgot. Instead of checking that there is a loch and a voye, He shouted like this. Tell a person. He forgot. So the Mele, the Ramos says, in the same way as the Mari says, in regard to Shavu Nafshech Ticha Yisoy, that even though Elidach has Nemones in vis-a-vis himself, negative, but he is only not allowed to eat from this bay, but from other Shchites of the same Sheikh, he is allowed. Why don't we say, but since he is Nemon in respect to himself, in regard to the behemoth that he said was Mevele, so we should be Chaychish, maybe he'll be Nabla again. In respect to himself, the answer is, the fact that he was Nabla today does not mean that he has to be Nabla tomorrow. If he does not mean he has to be Nabla tomorrow, and he didn't do any Avera B'mezit Mamish, only negligently, neglectfully, so Mevele he has a Chesed Kashchas, and we have to assume that this one time he made a mistake. He made it Bruce, inadvertently. But he doesn't. But the next time when he shares, so we have to remind the Machetzes Kashas. That's apparently the Shite of the Ramo. But the Ramo made it. That in the case where it is established that he was Mamashit Trave, he made it. That he knew he is making it awesome. So then the Ramo would be made it. That he is not Nemon on the other shittes. But the Ramo talks of the case, Misha Shochad made it Treva Parachat Masa. It was his parallel that he made it awesome. But not amazing. He was absent minded. So inadvertently. So in such a case, the Ramo says that his other shittes are Muta Machir. But if we know that we made it, he was with Ameo. So then, not mishaking, not just neglectfully. So then, the Ramon would be made it, that the other shkits are also osir, unless he shows that he beat you. Now, what's the halacha if somebody becomes proselytes or nemones? So, when can we start trusting him? If the asimonim, the arayas, that indeed the real truth, in other words, that he abstained from an osir, even in a situation where he knew that no one would find out about this. So then it's a raya that he didn't really chew it. Otherwise, you have to be afraid. Maybe he's fooled us. He didn't chew it. He just said that he did chew it. Right. Now, the Taz. Now, the other sif we already learned last time. What I said that the Taz is Masik and the Ramon and the Mechabai. Muma vitov yishishor abinu la'atzme. The Asian is acting your pay. Amen. Multo gratuation, I love Asian. I'm sorry. Multo Asian Shoha, the new arts, the Asian is acting your pay. He must be your pay. Amen. All right. Now the task, this is that. The Asian is your pay. Kosha, no, 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 Vinira di Kamaire, so yes, the Kashi, why do we have to resort to his testimony, even without him saying anything? Since we apply every Chaskas Kashi that applies to a Kodem Kosha, so we apply to him return also, provided there is no conflict between the gratification of his titles and doing the proper thing. So in Mele, here we have him return. But we know he has two sakini. One is sakini yofi, one is sakini chini yofi. So maybe we should be marzikim b'chazes kashkas, in as much as he can do the right thing with impunity, without suffering any inconvenience or damage or loss. So we should presume that this sheikh, he is a mumalitom, so those things that should not be done in order to satisfy his appetites. But in the case where it does not conflict, where doing the right thing does not conflict with the gratification of his appetite, so then he has the same chassid kasher as soil kosher. So why does the Mechaba say, even without him saying anything, why should he do the wrong thing when he can do just with the same ease and with the same convenience, he can do the right thing? A mumal itom is kosher. To do the wrong thing, if the right thing will involve inconvenience. But here, the right thing will be just as convenient as the wrong thing. He has to sakin him anyway. V'nira decham ayin lo yadin oni oyu biyo ishne asakin shashri. Ala achshu matzon, v'eshe shem sashri lo yayo v'etzer, v'zeh samchim al merosi, שערי אחשו ביש חזוקי דתיר לפני ועל כוחו כושר לא יתרוס אבל הוא לא יבוא בוסי לסג בזה וכן ביסי לא יהיה מומחים ביה סג בזה ומי שמצינה אחשו מומחים ביה כשאומה מומחה שוחתי לא יחשינו שמו יהיה הבוסר הזה כדים שיהיו מומחים ביה so he says that the Mechaber has reference to the case where we don't know whether he had the same two sakinim at the time of the shvita. Now he has two sakinim. But maybe he just got two sakinim after the shvita. And maybe before the shvita he didn't even have the sakinim. So in such a case, if he doesn't say anything, we have the chesish. Mashiachim, if he says something, so then he's the hemor. The efshar shvishar shvita yuvar opes. וזה סמכים על מרוסי, והרי אחשו בין שחזוק את התאו לפנינו, ועל כל חוקו שלא ידע על זה, אבל היה מרוסי ניסג בזה. וכן ניסגו עם מומחים מאיר, סג בזה, והמשמצים האחשו מומחים מאיר, כשאם המומחים שוחתו. וחשינו שבו יעבוס רזה כמו שמומחים מאיר. אבל דעקת קוש, מה עם מהן המרוסי, דורי בין המונס, ורואי סיבר כבאי שאישו כן על הרשבו, יכולו, יכולו יחדיר לנו מרוסה. כי הוא אמנם לא סבור מהמון והרשבו והרשבו עצמי שמרס הבית זה יש לו על זה ויש לו יספר מצורך לימאות ולמומחה ואני שמזכיר שמול ויוזמי אותה זה לשקר שמו ימשלו ולמתוק לתלישקרי וכן הנוסחה בתרס הבית זו הוא מביא ראי נדמה על זה שצורך אשר יחלים עמית ולמומחה לא כך אבל סמומחה לא ראי הנה בזה לשם כתרת ומומחה לא שכיח כל כך עד כאן דבור So the Rashbo Mishmeres HaBayis vindicates himself against the Asoge Vayomerek HaBayis by saying that we should put it, make a correction in the text of the Teres HaBayis. In other words, that he didn't mean in the Teres HaBayis that he the Sheikh, says, even the Mulam Itob, the Sheikh, just himself says that Tzviyofi Shoha is there. Is in them. No, the Rashbo has reference to a case. The Rashbo has reference to the case where the Mumalitov, he did not check himself, but he says that Mumche Pleini Shochet. So there he is now, even though he's a Mumalitov, because he's a great liar. Because then everybody will know that he lied. So the Mechaber, but Mechaber says, Stam, Vakim Yimu Tzobos of Yode, in Yish Mumchim Bi, and then we'll have Mumche Shorakli. He doesn't say Mumche Pleini in the Mechaber, but if he doesn't say Mumche Pleini, so then why should he be Nemor? The Rashbo himself says, only when he spells out the name, ויש לו יסי יותר, אני צריך לראות לו בפני מומחה, דיין שמאס בשני, ועוד מיד בשקר, שם נשארו ולטוב את בשקרה, וכן אני צריך לתרס הבאי זור, ומלראי על זה, נגמי על זה, שצורך. השליח לי במפני מומחה לקח, אבל סתם מומחה לא מהנה בזה, ולשום את תראה, די מומחה לשכיח כל כך, עד כאן לא, ותאמר לי, ואם כן, so he's massing כאן במחב. Why the Mechaber just mentions if he is mumche liya, then we will be mumche shokati. The Rabbi is only matir if he says mumche pleini shokati. So then he has credibility because of miotas, masheinke. Masheinke in this case, where he doesn't say mumche pleini, but just mumche, stop. So he has nothing to be afraid of. So why should he never? So he's masikam the Mechaber, the task. But then he has sikashe against the Rashbo himself. The Rashbo himself says that if let's say you know a goy is selling, if a goy is selling, let's say he is selling eggs, and the question is, was the egg laid by an iftori or by iftom? It's laid by iftori, so that is awesome. But I eat in the osa osa. If it's laid by the iftori, so it's kosher. So the halacha is that even if a goy says, we shall play me a Mishal is Nemon, because of Miratas. Even though I'm going, does not have Nemon is, but here it's Miratas. It's Miratas. So, Allah has come and Mechamo that the Mumma with the Ogum and Jew is Nemon. So what kind of a Chidesh does the Rajbo mention? You take me thinking, after we come in Amir, we shall come in the Pivates. If you come in Nemon, you shall play me. And we come up because we have to go to the Rajbo. 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 Maske shim in Yisrael, we come to the Shoah 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 וזהו עושה הרפיו לרשב עצמי שהוא מכיר כנזה כמו שחרני ומש בסברש בתחיל הבאים שביוב שוחדתי גם על זה תנו בלך הבאי דאין המרוסי מיאל אסבר אבל שיתותו הוא ידוע לנו שהוא יססק את לא יופי ידוע לא ידינוי כאין ישלוחוס של שסחית על יולה ממנו וישלוח זה הרש בו אין למון אסבור אבל יש עוני אמרי כאן צוקן הויו כל חונסים חינוך ומקססיונים שהם נמלים עבודת בזמון להרשתית של שלטרו ושרים אשר יחתים יופי שירת יופי גדינו על כל חור גם בזה יש לי סנחו כי מי שזעתי מתוקו אצל רבנינו ונאים מרח היום ומאי אלו נשאלתי ואפילו החשו כל שסעתי יופי ביודי סמוך לסדוסת עד כמה שני בקיצו וגם זה נראה תמוע דיבד הלוי מצד נמון יסון מתיר לבר אלו כי מי שעובד בוקי וכמי שרוס ורל עצמו לזה ואם כן אנחנו לא מעקרום נמון כיוון שיש לו יצעת לבוד בפנינו ואיך שיהיה על קופונים מיכשות מהמים בזה לפני המים בזה ביטור שכונו שמצריכו רק שיהיה אימא סתם מומחה שוחדי ובאמס אינה הוא ינקושי כיוון שלא יכול לסיף את הרשב בית לרשבו אבל לא נזכינו על איזה על כל אוכל או נהתר עוד אין אפרים מומחה ומאסטר שמוי דווקא ודור הזה הכי משהו סודתה זה שכיר איתה למחר למחר בפסחת אם יש מומחה ליה, למה אם המומחה שוחד לי, so that's in all, he says only what he says, מומחה פלי לי שוחד לי, but if he says just מומחה שוחד לי, you can check up on him, maybe he's right, so he's חלק, but so he's חלק על מחבא, from מחבא זה לא שניץ משמע, that even if he, that only if he says מומחה פלי לי שוחד לי, he's never, but if he just says מומחה שוחד לי, we have to be a חלשיץ, maybe he's lying, he will affect the fact that the one is made, happens to be a woman out of
isn't this being harsh to him that he'd be seated make sure if they I mean he would lie to us that we would come to from a shachud munavo why would the machaber have that hashud
I understand that because the hashbo only says that the mumalitov is only nemon the mumalitov is only nemon if he mentions the name of the mumche, but if he doesn't mention the name of the mumche who was sheikhed, so then he has nothing to be afraid of. He has nothing to be afraid of. And here we cannot trust him on the basis of Rishon Keter Evoch Nisore. Because here we are dealing with the case, if it had been a case where of Rishon Keter Evoch Nisore, so then of course he's never. But the question is Nitzobos of Yodi, in Yesh Mumchim Liya. So Memorim are Mumche Shohadim. How do we know that Rishon Keter Evoch Nisore? Maybe it was hard for him to get the Sheikh of the Mumche. Maybe the Sheikh of the Mumche was not available. But the Sheikh of not the Mumche was available. So Memorim, and we can trust the Mumalitogim. So the Rashbo is only Matir in the Mumalitogim. Says, plainly. He says, plainly am mumche shohadli. So then on the basis of mirtas, but the Mechaber doesn't mention plainly am mumche shohadli. Just mumche shohadli. So why is the mumalitov in the big nemo? He shouldn't be nemo. All right. So he says, ואיך שיהיה איש הכפונים מכשול את המים הזו, ביטור בשכונאו, שהוא יצריכו רק שיהיה מסתם מומחה שוחדים, ובאמת סינה להם קושי, כי בשביל רואו עושים את הרס הבית זה רשבר, אבל לא מזוכים לרסי, על כל רוחים או נהתה, על בין הפרים מומחה, ומאס כשווי דווקא, לדוב הזה הכי נשו, ואי מה שבחרתי על זה בסמי קופיטס, סיף יוטס. נאר, זה סיף יפייס לשם, אפילו נשבע, שהרי יוחו שלו השמור, לגבי איסי דובר, כשהוא משברים את מרסינה, ואימא של יופי שם, הדהיינו בשיידינו שאירו הסכינים, הוא יהיה מבישה שחיקה, עוזו נמון של יופי שוחד, והוא ישופי כתר, ויוכל יסורי, אבל מחר השחיתה, מוצו אילו הסכימים, אצלו היא דינק ושנסבוי אביסית קוטן זר, אין שם, והודי בינון הוכי, והודי בינון הוכי, זו בשח אקספיינדט, עם נסיב קוטן זר, והודי בינון הוכי, ואילי מי, וחי, מה שקוץ בהקי, נמר לי ממומחה, קוץ הבפחי שדאי לך נאמר, די מהימינו לי בסתם, אבל אילי נאמר, אלא משום דחולי חדים כלעמד או אדום או לבוגר פלי מבאבינו ומה שכוספתי בסיף קוטן תסבור ובמומחה צורך לימה מומחה פלי לי אם כאילי אומר דף וסיף ידל ואפילו אם נמצא בוסו מה דעס המחבר בין חילוק במסריף ובאימו ולאימו ממש מומחה בייה נמו לימה מומחה שם וכי משמע דעס הפריסי וכן מפורש ממשמרת הבית לרשבו בעת ועבר בקונטרסחי לכוס פרשים הרשבו לעת ומכך פוסק ובמהימו ומהנמו שזה, the back says that this הלוכן אוכנים צו בוסק ביודי ונשמים חמבויה so in them only my mum has shown that it applies only to enough but not to bay why because in all you can share the place you don't have to have a special place that is adapted for shechting behemoth. Enough can be shechat many plates, but so in Mele, we say, even if Mumel Idomi says, he has bosom, and he says, well, a mumche, shechat a mumche, was shechat for me, this all, so he's never, because it's not, we don't have to anticipate the possibility that it was very difficult to get the Sheikh et Mumche to Shechet. Because why should it be difficult to get the Sheikh et Mumche? If there are Shechet et Mumche in the city, and to Shechet enough, you can Shechet enough in every place. You don't have to go to the slaughterhouse in order to Shechet enough. You just take a hold of the chicken and you Shechet it. So in Mele, we don't have to worry. Maybe this Mumel Idom couldn't get the Sheikh et Mumche to Shechet. And instead he got the Sheikh et Mumche. Because why should it be difficult for him to get the Sheikh et Mumche? All he has to do is to go to the Sheikh's house and ask him to Shechet. Masha'im kin he got the Behime, you can't Shechet the Behime in any place. It has to be, in order to be able to Shechet the Behime, So the place must be adapted for shechting a behemoth. You cannot just take a hold of a behemoth bull and shecht. So in other words, so in Mele, even if the Mumel Idiotin says, I got the Sheikh et Mumche to shecht. So then we are afraid maybe he's lying. Maybe he couldn't get the Sheikh because a Sheikh et Mumche, a Sheikh et cannot shecht a bull any place, but he has to shecht it in a special place that was adapted, that was geared for shechting the bull in his slaughterhouse, so it's geared, but Masha'in can know, you don't have to slaughter the off in his slaughterhouse, you can shecht it in any place, in any room, it's not difficult to get a hold and to control the off so that you'll be able to shecht it. So the Mele, that's why the Shach says, the Bach says, וכך פוסק, והם אומרים מה הם מומחים, but he says בזה הנה, אלא יש מי שפסק, וגם בבהימו, אם יש מקום עם ישראל, נמר לימה, מן הבקום עם שחותו מכחתו, if there is a slaughterhouse, with שוחקים of ישראל, where you have שוחקים מומחים in that slaughterhouse, so מלא, the מומה ביתור, you is never. כי מבוי הביטור, על שם הרשבו, וחוסב רב נירוכם, ודווקא שהוא ימוצו בעשייה עם בוס השחוטו, כל כך ביזור, כמו נבל, עד כאן, ומבוי הביסי כבר בבייס ובח. מומחה, דווקא בין המומחה פלאים, הוא חדוי כמה, סוף סימן כפייטס, וכי מבוי המשמרס הבייס, והרשבו שו, בהגי, וכי עם כוסב הבח, יגלוי כאחיס, נדו רואה, what it says, the שח אוסס says. But the Taz is Masik and the Mechaber, because the Mechaber doesn't mention Mumche Plein Yishochat. But, so it's Masik. But the Shach is not Masik on the Mechaba. Apparently the Shach assumed that when the Mechaba says, he means except that he doesn't mention it. Because if the Shach had felt that the Mechaba means something else, then the Mechaba would be Masikan, that the Shach would be Masikan Mechaba too. And the Shach is not Masikan Mechaba. He says, Mumche, that can be a Mumche play. But the Mechaba doesn't say it. Apparently, he assumed that this is what Mechaba means. But the Shach understood the Mechaba as saying, even if he doesn't say Mumche play, that's why it's Masik. But it means that the Shach agrees with the Taz. That only when he says Mumche Pleini, but if he doesn't say Mumche Pleini, then not. Alright, now, Mumme Ale Hachis, Apil Migdol Arech, Oy Sheu Mumme Ale Abriz Chobi, Oy Bechal Shabim Faresi, Oy Sheu Mumme Ale Cholatere, Apil Chutz Mishtayim Eilu Dineke Bichob. Now we don't have to go over it, because when we learn the Gemara, so we mentioned this Dina from Yeruchem, that if someone is Mumme Ale Cholatere, Chutz Mishtayim Eilu, so Yom says it in the Mul Chatekole, and that he was medayik from the Braise Yichud, because there is a Reishe, and there is a Seife, and there is a Mitzias. So the question is, Mikendo Lekulcham Leitzes Hamun, Mikendo Chem Mokhalak Tiloi Bumes, Min Abayim Olov Im Yodish Tehim Odeim, Mikanom Mekam Kumon Yeris Chol Zahar Meshub, Chutz Min Amun Merum Nasa Yayim Chazat Pares. So the Gemara asks the Kasha. Hoku the Kasha. Amr the Kemal Kol Chalitz Samu Mea. When the Torah becomes a component of Pesach Yisrael. Holy Kasha. Rei Shemu Lachat Rekule. Mitzuosa Mumu Lodavarecha. Ei Meseide. Chut Na Mumea. Umnas Sayai Vechal Shabu Paresi. Hai Mumea Rechad Dome. Imu Lachat Rekule Ayin Reishe. Imu Lodavarecha Kasha Mitzuyese. Ela Avozi Koma. Chut Na Mumea Umnas Sayai Vechal Shabu Paresi. Aume Mula Mechona Mumea Lachat Rekule Mitiyu Ferabon Tiyu. Now, so the Braise has a Reishe, has a Seife, has a Mitzieze. Now the Mitzieze deals with Mumel Dabarach. Alright, so he's not Mumel Dabarach. But the Reishe and the Seife deal with someone who has a Din of Mumel Dabarach. So the question is, the Reishe says, Reishe Mumel Dabarach. So we can recall him, Reishe Samuma. What kind of Mumel Dabarach? And the Seife deals with Mumel Chalshan Paris, Yen Lal Asak Sayai, in somebody's own. So the question is, so what does the Reisha deal with? The Mitzias deals with Mumel Dabarach. The Seife deals with Chalshan Paris, Yen, and Amin Zohar. So he also has a deal with Mumel Chatekul. But the Reisha says, again, Mumel Chatekul. So, we cannot say that when the Reishe mentions the din of Mul Chatere Kula, it is reference to Chushan Paresi Rav Nizor, because that is mentioned in the center. So obviously the Reishe is descriptive of something else, not Chushan Paresi, not Rav Nizor. What is that something else? So Rav Yehuchim says that something else, the Reishe deals with someone who is a mumer of all Yisroel Teiro except Chol Shabbat Paresye and Davidson. And Davidson. Now we ask the Kashi, what does it mean? How is it possible? How can we visualize that a certain Jew should be addicted to all Yisroel of Teiro? Means all Yisroel Chilin, Dami, Kippur, and Chometz, and all Yisroel Arayis, Gualimi, Gualachisei, all Yisroel Arayis, and the Yisroel also. It's about everything, such a mumer was addicted. I mean, everything is possible, but it's not probable. I mean, that somebody should be addicted to all the Yisurim HaTorah, all the Yisur HaRayas, and all the Yisurim Nivelas, Utreifes, Shkotzim, Oremosim, Isatome, everything. How is it possible? And Hekesh also. I mean, when I buy this, okay, it's not Chayach, that somebody should be addicted to the Isa of Kadesh. I mean, even today, Chayach, why isn't it Chayach in Chayach? I mean, somebody can be Magdish today, one is not allowed to be Magdish, but suppose somebody would be Magdish, so it will become more Sabbath. So it's possible. But it's not like it. So he said, he doesn't mean. So there are some achrayim who say, that Moshe said, that what Rabbi Yerucha means, rots. So what is it? We are going to count the Yisurim, Amin, Tayang, Mitzvahs, Rob of 613, Snap, Pistap. So we said that Pshat in the Rabbi Yerucha means, someone who is a member of all Yisurim Teherah, except Chel Shabbat Faresi and Yisurim. And but everything else is a mumah. How is he a mumah? Doesn't mean that he has to be a gerber. He has to be a litzeach, and he has to be a arayis. And every arayis, abu azocher, abu abeimo, abu alimi, abu albite yamin. It's very unlikely that the person should manage be a dictator of Yisrael Teor. It means that the Yisrael Teor don't deter from any Yisrael. The Yisrael of Yisrael Teor doesn't deter. But he doesn't kill for other reasons. Because of a sense of morality, or because he's afraid of prison, of the electric chair. But as far as the Yisurim Teirah are concerned, he doesn't deter. He is ready to behave every Yisurim Teirah. And the love of the Yisrael Tzoch will not be a deterrent, and the love of Mitzvah will not be a deterrent, and any no love in the Torah will be a deterrent for him. But certain things he doesn't do for other considerations. So that means he is a dictator of his own. So that's a big chiddush. And Rabbi Yochanan was mitaken from the reish of the Braise. Otherwise, what did the Braise do? But we say that from the Rambam, according to the Rambam, the reish of the Braise deals with the Mishumet Mamish, because this is the real world of life. In regard to Mumel Abrizore, so Rabbonon said that he's not the Mumel Chatekor, and even though it's the youth of Rabbonon, so it only means he has a team of the Mumel Chatekor, but it's not Mamish Mumel Chatekor. Mamish Mumel Chatekor is a Mishumet, one who abandons the Jewish faith, one who abandons the Torah. If somebody embraces another faith, so he is the real Mumel Chatekor. Even if he doesn't believe in that faith, even if he embraces that faith in order to get a position, in order to become a member of the cabinet, in order to become a professor in the university, so he still is a mumah l'chatekot. He still is a mumah l'chatekot. And this is how the Rambam makes this defines mumah l'chatekot in Hilchos Teshuvah. We got it in the Chiluk Rabo. So David doesn't mention that Michal Shabbat Faresie is in the Chiluk Rabo. Michal Shabbat Faresie is in the Chiluk Rabo. Why? But the Rambam mentions Mumel Chaterikule in the Chiluk Rabo. But how does he define Mumel Chaterikule? One who is a Mishumet. That's the real Mumel Chaterikule. Michal Shabbat Faresie is the dim of Mumel Chaterikule. The Psuim. But he's not Mamish Mumel Chaterikule. We got the Chiluk Rabo. So, a Michal Shabbat Faresie is not the same as a real Mumel Chaterikot. But anyway, the Rambam, when he defines the Mumel Chaterikot, he says the Mishumet. So this is how the Rambam probably understood the Braise. Mikem lo ikiruchem leitzes ha-mumel. Mumel Chaterikot, a Mishumet. A Mishumet cannot be Nikor. A Mishumet. And the Mishumet Mamech cannot be Nikor. Even if it's a Dirikshen Yishbo. A Mishumet is a Mishumet. We do not say just because it's a Dirikshen Yishbo. So in Mele, he doesn't have a din of a Muna. No, if it's a Mishumet, but a Dirikshen Yishbo, so there, it's Mitzumim Achiz. So it's anonymous. But a Mumel Chaterikul is. A Mumel Chaterikul is, and Shchitose is Nevele. So this is the Reish. And the Sefer says, Chutz Min HaMumea, חוץ מהמומה הוא נעשה את היין, הוא מחלשה מפרס. So he also has a team of a מומה חתרי קורא. And he שחיתה, and from him we cannot be recovered, we call me either. And he שחיתה is also a sort. So this is how the Rambam understood. But from Yeruchem understood, חוץ מומה חתרי קורא, that if someone is a מומה, all is so, that all, no Israel deters him. He's not motivated by a single Israel of the Torah. Chutz mechil shabu faresye and abilizore, so then he also said in the word, it's a very strange concept. So he says, alright, so mumba lahachitz, afil dabarecho, oi shumula mischodi, oi lechal shabu faresye, אוי שהוא מומר לכל התארו, אף לחוץ משתיים אלו, דיני כלי כחוב. דיני כלי כחוב. In other words, and what's the pshat in Rabbi Yochai? I mean, how can we understand Rabbi Yochai? The answer is, if a person, that really, the real mumer lechol ha'tere kule is someone who gave up the Jewish faith. Now, it doesn't make any difference whether he gave up the Jewish faith by embracing another faith, or he gave up the Jewish faith by making a declaration that he has no faith. So he's all the same mumer lechol ha'tere kule. I mentioned there was a certain professor, a former yeshiva bachur, Maurice Mayfield Cohen, professor of philosophy in city college. He was a yeshiva bachur in European yeshivas, and then he became an atheist. And he boasted every Monday and Thursday, he has no faith. He has no faith. So he's also a yeshiva. If somebody, let's say, will be an atheist, but he will not say he's giving up the Jewish faith, then he's not a Mishumet, he's a Mid. He's a Mid. And if he's a Kiddush and Mishpo, so then he doesn't even have a Din of a Mumel Lechol ha'Tere Kolech. Like he's Tuki by Susi. But if somebody will say he gives up the Jewish faith, without embracing another faith, then he's a Mishumet. So even if he's a Kiddush and Mishpo, he'll have a Din of a Mumel Lechol ha'Tere Kolech. So the Pshat in Rabbi Yeruchel is, because Rabbi Yeruchel, in other words, that if somebody is so assimilated that he does not feel motivated and he does not feel deterred by any Misa of the Torah, so then he has the same thing as like someone who gave up, who abandoned the Torah. So he has the same soul. But the real Mumer Lechol ha'Tere Kule, according to everybody, is the one who abandons the Torah, who officially and openly abandons the Torah. Now, מי שיחש את השחיתה ואיך הוא נבא לו את זה לא תיום אף על פי שאין איזה להכיס דימי כמו מלאכס כך הלו להבס יוסף בדימי ראש why? Because the ראש says the reason is why Enaku is possibly שחיתה because he's not the בעל זביחה and what does the בעל זביחה mean? He has to be with two בעל זביחה and he also he has to be מקחיד על זביחה. Just as in regard to Bar Kshire, we say that who is a Bar Kshire? One who is Mitzubah Bar Kshire, Lafukei, Nochri is not Mitzubah Bar Kshire, Lafukei, Yinoshim Babodi, and Ktani, who are not Muzer Bar Kshire. And a Mumer, why is a Mumer not a Bar Kshire? He is Mitzubah, but because Bar Kshire implies two things, Muzer Bar Kshire, Mitzubah Bar Kshire, and Makri Bar Kshire. So here too, according to the Rosh, that he goes is possibly Shchit. Why? Because he's not the Baal Zviche. So, just as Bakshir implies two things. That it, in other words, it has to be Mitzvah Akshir and Cheshish Akshir. So, Rikabe Baal Zviche also the same two things it implies. That it has to be Muzer Akshir. And because it's not Muzer. And if somebody is Yuma Lachis, even though he's not Lachis Mamash. But in the Makdi, so again he's not Cheshish Lishvite, so he's not the Baal Zviche. But suppose he's in a Cheshish Lishafnes, he's in a Cheshish Lichil Yomtev, he's in a Cheshish Lishachomets, not Lachis Mamish. But he just doesn't, he's not Cheshish for the Lishachomets. He's not Cheshish for the Lishachomets. He's not Cheshish for the Yisar, for the Yisar of Chil Yomtev. Or Achil Bim HaKippur. So then, he's kosher mishti. He's kosher mishti. But if he's Mechal Yontet Lachis Mamesh, if he eats Chometz, Lachis Mamesh, Lachis Esbele, just because the Torah forbids to eat Chometz on Pesach, he eats, then he's a me. Then Shkutos Nimele is on the score of me. But if he's in the Lachis of Ibn Makri, so only the Lachis of Ibn Makri is in Nimele, is Shkutos Nimele. Because it's not the Baal Zviche, but the Lachis of Ibn Makri in Shabbos, in Yom Tov, in Chometz, in Achilas, in Makipurim. Or let's say in Chil Shabbos, but not in Paresia, but in Tzine, in Makri. So then, Shchitos is Kshem. Does it Kshem? Now, Obviously, let's finish first. Before we go over all the shots and the tops. So let's finish all the Mechaber and Kamos. Sorry. Mumer Leachel Mishar Averis. In Tzorech Livnei, Kloisaki. Only Mumer Leachel Mishar Averis, so he's a Choshet and Zidobo. So he has no more money. But Mumer Leachel Mishar Averis, Mumer Leachel Mishar Averis, not in Zidobo, not in there. So then he has the money. Ula Rambam Tzorech, so the Bereshit is Rambam is, that even Mumer Leachel Mishar Averis, let's say somebody who is a Mumer, who is a Mumer Mishachis. Later on. Later on. Not Leachis. So according to the Rambam, he cannot check unless we are reading the second point. Now, the Shite of most Rishayim is counter to the Rambam. And the Shite of most Rishayim seems to be in line with the Morit Chiris. Because the Morit Chiris discusses the Halacha. Choshen lo yisi dobo, choshen lo dobar acher. So, in other words, choshen lo dobar acher, the inner choshen lo chua perko, the Gemara says, in Chiret. But choshen lo yisi dobo, so is choshen. But choshen lo dobar acher, not yisi dobo, is not choshen lo dobar acher. So the question is, why does the Rambam? And the Rambam himself, in Chesedes, mentions that Allah, of that in order that the choshen should have known the oneness in his soul, so then he has to be a choshev leitzi dobo. But if he's a choshev leitzi dobo, leitzi dobo achera, so in something else where he's not a choshev, so he has the oneness. But here by Shchite, the Rambam says that even in Mumer, in other Averis, not in Mumer Eichon Averis, let's say we have many Jews who are makid dankashim. The market and cash. We have, unfortunately, we have many Jews who are market and cash fest and many other things, and the Amchal Shabbat Paresim. So, in regard to them, they have no more anyway because the Amchal Shabbat Paresim. But we have Jews who are not the Amchal Shabbat Paresim. But they are in a certain story. Let's say they are moving in the Israel of Teruah, Pei Sazoke. It's also about the right, Pei Sazoke. If somebody takes a shave with the laser, so he's hired five Malkias, because there are five pigs involved. So you have many such Jews. Many such Jews, I mean, who are Makpid and many Yisurim, washing the Shabbos and who observe Kashrus. There are Jews who eat what kosher, and still they are the Galiach, this has okay in the laser. I know so many such Jews. So, according to the Rambam, if a Mumer with Ruach Peitz, a Mumer with Ruach Peitz, or Ruach Bishachis, like your Kifi Shechis, without us being paid the sake, so we cannot eat from the Shechis. According to the Abel Sheni, we can eat from the Shechis. Now the question is, so, what difference does it make between Choshev Leitzi Dovo or Choshev Leitzi Dovo Achim? And so there's a Gemara in Chiles that if someone is a Choshev Leitzi Dovo Echot, not Leitzi Dovo, so he has the Monets. But if someone is a Choshev Leitzi Dovo, he has the Monets. According to the Rambam, there is no such distinction. That's the Kasha that is raised. So he said, because it's Mishni. And ancient discussion, and then he gives a teretz, and this teretz, because of Mishneh, he incorporated in the text of the Shulchan. So the Kesef Mishneh says there is still a distinction between Mumer Eich Mevilis Litovim and Mumer Levi Shachis Litovim. Because by Mumer Eich Mevilis Litovim, it doesn't have to be Mumer. Mumer means addicted, rotten, who does it constantly, habitually. So even if, as long as we have two Eidim who testified that they saw the Sheikha eat the veil once, he saw the Sheikha eat the veil once. Let's say they were on the plane with him, with the Sheikha, and then he was hungry and he was served non-kosher meal and he ate just once. So then also Rachel Shabbos, just once. Masheinke, in regard to the Barachel, suppose we know that this person was really sharpest once. He was Mikaliach Pei Sazokin once. So then you were sheikhai, even without it, ikasaki, shritos in yikshero. When does the Rambam say that the muma midovarechot, even if it's not his yobo? So also like we should just say, if he's a muma, if we know he's a homie of him, he's addicted to Mivisha Shabbos, not just once. So that's the difference. When the Gemara in Chayres says that the choshu midovarechot, if it's not his yobo, has no rights. And the choshu is his yobo, has no rights. So the Gemara does not have reference to someone who is a choshev mitabarache, who is a hogyo mitabarache. No, but the Gemara is reference to someone who was observed to have been evil in a certain Yisrael once. So if he was observed to be evil, Yisidoba once, so he has no remorse in Yisidoba. If he was observed to be evil once, even though we saw him every day, except this time, when he was seen eating the non-kosher meal on the plate. So he was seen to be matkin. We see every time he buys only kosher meat and everything. But someone went with this shechet once on the plate, and there was no other meal except bas on the vele, and he ate the bas on the vele. So he cannot check. He shchit his osim. Why? Because the kosher is a dollar. Mashenke, if a certain person is makti, I'm not putting down shatnes. But one time he had to go to a wedding and he wanted to have a nice suit, and he couldn't find a nice suit that he liked without shatnes, so he put on a nice suit that he liked, that even though it had shatnes, but just once. But generally, he's makti not to put on a baguette of shatnes. But here, because of the special situation, so he was in there. The Yisrael of Shabbos wants, if such a person will share without us being very Saki, then the Rambam will be made. That's what does it share. That's the Pshat in the Moran Chayas, when the Moran distinguishes between the Choshev in the Varechot, not is it over, and the Choshev in the Varechot is it over. So this is how he answers, he explains the Rambam. So the Mechaber is the same person as the Kesev Mishne. So he incorporated that into the text of Shmonah. Ula Rambam, so, Vidavke, Vimumalat, if he is Roke, and the other, Avo Mishu, Posel, Le'edes, Va'avele, and Va'avele, Shalteiro, in Tzorich, Livnik, Le'isaki, Afil Ula Rambam. Afil Ula Rambam. But, if he is possible way this because of eating the very moment, then it's possible ishri. Miu imu possible, so this is what the Rambam says. Miu imu possible way this, which is also the Pilates, Abba Pishay imu malakar, Kivin shehu choshut, Lech on the Pilates, Dine kimu malakar. So that's the difference between the Eich on the Pilates and Eivir Shoyz. Eich on the Pilates, it doesn't have to be imu malakar. But, even once, it's true that you find in Shmonoch, in the Rishayim, in the expression Muna is on the Lesson Torah, but it's loved up to Muna. It's just used because the term Muna is used constantly, even in respect to someone who was seen to the Echon village just once. But, strictly speaking, Muna means someone who habitually is a virtue. Not someone who just once was it. Mumel always. Dineke mumel averachas. Vimele yore elu kneshemei seochis bachmasmile hareu kishonis oil kosh. Now, so if somebody is mumel always, so dineke mumel averachas. So that means, according to the other Shem, Vachilik and the Rambam, he shchiti is ksheiro without the Kesaki. According to the Rambam, if somebody is mumel always, if somebody is a mumel always, so then shchite is asur without the kesaki. Even though the Rambam is made there only someone who is roger, the answer is if a person is not malim something, that means his father was not malim when he was an infant. All right, that was the idea of the father. Now he became godul, and he still remains an animal. And it's not because he's afraid of chas v'sholem. lest chas v'sholem in my dalit from the mirror. Then he's kosher mishpati, according to everybody. But he just does it later on. He doesn't want to have the pain and the bada. So there, according to the Rambam, shchitos is asor, without the kesav. But the Rambam is made there only, the Rambam is made there if he's not hogging with that there. So there, shchitos is asor. The answer is, here, if someone is in the middle of the Omer, he's certainly wrong. He's in there every minute. He's in there every minute. If the father wasn't Malik, while he was an infant, while he was a cotton, then when he becomes a Gadol, so the moment he becomes Bar Mitzvah, he's mechuyev to be Malik himself. And if he's not Malik himself, so it's not only that he's in there every day, he's in there every minute. Every minute that he has an opportunity to go through Milah and doesn't, so he's either a messenger Isaac. He's either a messenger Isaac. So maybe he's rocky or he's a dictator. So according to the Rambam, Shchitos is also Kusi or Yitne Dineke Lichot. So maybe he's even if I can read his song, so Shchitos is also. It's the way. Zduki by Susi, he ran Mishochi Machatzoriko by Sus, Mitalmi Yantine, she say, hey, she got to Mitalmi Yisro, Vehino Ma'amini, Viteiro Shebaopet. Viteiro Shebaopet. שחיתות מאסור, אלא אם כן שוחטו ואחרי זה מילים על גבי, וגם בוט כל המשק. So not aware of it. So that means that the Mechaber has reference not to the first generation Zduki, who was raised in a proper Torah environment, and then he became an Abkeres and became a Zduki, like Tzoriko Baisus, or anyone who joins their group, even though he was raised in an environment of Torah. But it means it has reference to Zduki by Susi, who was raised as a Zduki by Susi, by parents who are Zduki by Susi. So he's a Din Shalitishma. So maybe he doesn't have a Din of Mughal Chater Kore, he's not Kakun Kogor, but he's not trusted. Now, so the Rambam mentions that. The Rambam says that the Zduki by Susi today has the same status as Kusi Bisman Chazal, Bisman Tanur. But the question is this. Now, the Braise mentions in connection with Kusi that Kusi does not require Bikasaki. Does not require Bikasaki. Does not require Bikasaki. And so why does he say here, Elim Kinshochtu Bachir Mimim Al Gabeyen, become both of them sake. They don't require. I mean, how does Rabbi explain the Mishnah? Hakel shochti nafilu kusi. Hakel shochti nechatzile. Vamed vom amorim v'shitzchol elel yitzim nichnas. So even, so then he kusi can shach nechatzile. If in Yisrael yitzim nichnas, without the chilim in the Gabo. It was a bayu said. But Rabbi says, and we don't pass like a bayu, we pass like Rabbi. So why does Mechaba mention Achir Elim or Gabeyim? And then he says, Vigam Bot Kula Emsaki. Vigam Bot Kula Emsaki. So, by Kusi, in connection with Kusi, so even if the Yisroel is not Yitzir Nichmas, so the Ebed, there is a Heter, if Yisroel Tach Kazai is Bosov in Israel. And here, it's Mashma, that there is no situation where it's Muta to eat of the Shri. The only Vahir is in Al-Gabon and Botkulem Saki. But if it's not Achir in Al-Gabon and it's not Botkulem Saki, so then Shchitos Yasur. But the price says no. The answer is that is stolen the Machlokes Tanoim, whether Kusim are trusted in something that is Huzeku Veloi Kosim. So it's a Machlokes between Tanakam and Rav Shimon Gamliel. So according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, as long as it's Huzuku, so Kol Mitzvah Shel Ziku Bikusim Havu Nidan Kinis on Yisrael, if it's Huzuku, even though it's not Kosu. But according to the Kame, only if it's Kosu, they are trusted. But if it's not Kosu, they're not trusted. Now, Shchite is something that is not Kosu. The Torah says it's a Vachto, but what does it mean it's a Vachto? So all the halachas of Shchite are mentioned in the Torah Shebaal Peh, not in the Torah Shebaal Peh. not like matzah. Matzah, the Torah says, where the matzah is shmartim as a matzah. I mean, so the basic meaning of matzah is spelled out in the Torah, but shchite, nothing is spelled out in the Torah. It is all revealed in the Torah, in the Torah Shebaal Peh. So that price calls we Reb Shimon Gamliel. So that's why the price says that we don't have to be Ben Kisaki, and if we give him Mikasai is Goso and he eats it, so then the evidence Shri is Kshero without Achim Kagabov and without Yitzhak Nichmas, without anything. That's according to Reb Shimon Gamliel. Mashenke, that the Shokhno of Paschals like the Kanekame. And according to Kanekame, so Kusim are only trusted in something that is spelled out explicitly in the Torah. So it's looking at the same status. And Shchite is not written explicitly in the Torah, Yuchai Shchite. It was revealed in the Torah Shebaal Peh, for the Torah Shebaal Peh. So remember, they have no lamanes. So the only case where it's muter, if it's achim in Yimim or Gabo, and we are bringing the Saki Vinezi. Now, Moser, Dinei Kimumen, Ushritosi Psu, Vyesh Machshir. Now, there is a machreket between the Taz and the Shah. The Taz says, Moser, this if you do, Moser, Dinei Kimumen, Nira Lida, and the Kimumen with you, the real. So then it means, what does it mean if it's Moser? So with the Amon mentions 2 days. One day of Dagoy Salvas, and one day of Drashbo, V'yech Vashem. Now, according to the Taz Pshat, the first day, the Machmiri, who say, Moser Dine Kimumer, it means Dine Kimumer, Kimumer with Yom. So that means, that without Dikasaki, Shchitosi Aso, but if Achim Reine Iso, then Shchitosi is Kshayo. Then Shchitosi Kshayo, even according to the first motion in the Ramon. So then it follows that according to Yesh Machshiri, so Shchitosi is Kshayo, if without Dikasaki. Does it make sense? I mean, it's very difficult, the task challenge. Why should Moser be less humble than the Muma with Yom? Well, the answer is, according to the task chart, so this Ramon is not Cheshish for the Shibes Rambam. Because the Shibes Rambam means that Muma with Yom Arechot is not Ramon in the Shibes and requires the Gesaki. Muma with Yom Arechot, Yom Arechot, are not that good. The sheet of that machine is that Muma with the Barachel, the Barachel, the Barachel, not in Sidobo, so she does the Kshay or Gamma. So in other words, according to the Taz, the Taz couldn't say that Shatin Ramor according to the Shibes Rambam, because then it wouldn't make sense. Because according to the Rambam, so a Muma with the Shatz, or a Muma with the Chometz, so, or a Muma Mechal Yonte, not Mechal Shabbat, but Mechal Yonte, or a Muma Reichon Yom HaKippur, according to the Rambam, without the Kisaki, so Shchitos is Asur, why should Moser be less Chomo than a Muma Levi Shabbos? If according to the Rambam, a Muma Levi Shabbos, so Shchitos is Asur, without the Kisaki, why should the Mosa be different? So according to the Taz Pshat, the whole Ramo is not Cheshish for the Shibes Rambam. Even though the Mechaber himself mentioned the Shibes Rambam as one Roshi, but the Ramo is not Cheshish for the Shibes Rambam. And the Ramoshi is, we have to say, according to Taz, that the Ramoshi is that the Muna with the Varech or the Varachel and not the Isidogo, Shchitos in Kshayo, without them. But, respect to Moser, there are 2 days. So one day is Moser Hiniki Mumer Meteor, Mumer Echon Venus Meteor. So without Tikasaki, he is not trusted with the Shrite. Who is not trusted. The other shite, the Hashbo shite is that the Moser is the same thing like Kibum Alim Dovarechot. Nothing is in normal. So we should not say Iksheo. Mashiach, according to the Rambam, we cannot say the Pshat of the Taz. Because according to the Rambam, is rich in the Shites Rambam. So in Kibum Alim Dovarechot, any insert is Shritos is Asur. So certainly Moser should be Shritos is Asur. So how can there be a day of Yesh Bachshirim? That's according to the Taz. Now, so according to the Taz, even the Agoy Saufis, when he says that Shritos is Psuo, he means Shritos is Psuo without the Saki. But if it's a clear name, so, I mean, that means if we obey the Saki, so then Shritos is Micheo. According to Taz Pshat, even according to Agoy Saufis, Mashiachim Mishach, Mishach says, Moser, Sifrofei, Moser, Dimitimul Chatekot. Kenu Bagoy Saufis, Bishay Rabbi Yitzchok Yerzorua, who revealed that nation. So he's told it out of the Chola Terekola. So according to Shach's Pshah, when the Agoy Saufis says that Mosad didn't give Mumma, he doesn't give Mumma out of the Bagabrich on the Vales. But it means Mumma of Chatele Kola, like Mechashav Paresi, Mumma of Mizore. So he's got the Chola. And then, the Yish Machshiri, that he doesn't tell him the of Mughal Hatere Kule, that Shitkosi should be Asuo, even with the Kesaki, even with Achim and Yagam. In other words, he doesn't tell it in of Mughal Hatere Kule. He doesn't tell it in Sulam and Akul. So, in any way, as long as we know that he was shared properly, so it's kosher. But, it's still Shitkosi Asuo, according to the Rambam Pshit. Because he's Ligora, Tel Mughal and Lomarecho, is he, that's the Pshat. Now, the Shach's Pshat in the Rambam is much more reasonable. First of all, from the washing of the Rabbi Yitzchok Yerzorua, it's much more like that. And then, it's hard to understand the Din of the Agoy Saufis. More Pshat. Why should be Moser be different to no other Yisrael? Because we find that Moser is different to no other Yisrael in regard to Ksiva Stav. So Sivatera Shikoslo. Sivatera Shikoslo. But in Hey on the base, the Torah of Amun Ebrei is Rov Ebu Mefsharunye, Sivatera Tumum Zuzeh Shikoslo. Mi Moser, אבית לחובי ואבית איש יוקות ניקוסי ישראל מום אבסור שנאמה הוקשה ומוספתם כל שיש לי שיר יש לי מקסימי כל שיש לי מקסימי so Moser is mentioned in the list why? Because he has a dinner with Mugo Chater Kole like Akko so that's why that was how it is and this is how the Gro explained it ויש מכשירים oh Moser חוב גימו, איש חוב גימו כמו שקוסו בגיל, ממהי לא מתבייס, מוסר, שנאמר הוא קשארת, ויועדים כאן לתאמרי שנאמר בי זובח. So the Kroi is saying, a big חידש, the Kroi is saying that this thing of the Agoy Saufis, that Shchitose is Asuro, and the Kroi, the Kroi, the Agoy Saufis means, is Asuro even with Achim and Yorgabo, but that can only call that Agoy Saufis Shite, the Rei Yerzorua Shite, can only call with the Shite of the Rei, that the reason is why the Goy is possibly Shite because of his Zobachta, is not about Zvich. So it's the same kind of Din as Mikabi Ksiva Stam. And there Mikabi Stam, the Gemara says that in Moser is not about Shite, so here is not about Zvich. Mashiach came according to the Rambam, that the reason is the why an akum is possibly shrit is because we call the chaltom is ifrei. So the chalshav in Paris has the psul of gavim chodro. In Mumma Rav Nizor has the psul of gavim chodro. But in Mosav is not the redeem of gavim chodro. In Mosav is not the redeem of gavim chodro. There's not the redeem of gavim chodro. So in Mele, so maybe Shkitos is Kshero, Yifacher Ezrei Yisam. And we know that he was Shechet Parim. This is what the cross says. This is what the cross says in connection with Agoy Salvish. Now the Yesh Machsheri, Eish Chodalet, Liho, the Yesh Machsheri, the Lidoba Mishon, the Kam, at Isha Be'eve, the Chol Apsuni, Nemoni, Masheim Kishon, Makei Kishon, Mishikosa, the Isha Be'eve. So he says, the Rashbo is Machsheri, Shrikas Moser. But why is it different? The Ksiva Stamo Vimoser? So he's not the Bashire. So he says, over there it's different. Why is it over there different? Because over there, so in Nishe is possible Ksiva Stam. Here, Nishe and Neve discussion Ksiva Stam. Now, what kind of a Rai is it? Over there, Nishe and Neve is possible Ksiva Stam, because Nishe and Neve are potter of the Mitzvah Stvir. So he made it in Advak Shire. But here by Shrite, so, and Nishe and Neve, da Muze and Nisan Vele. So the Arima is here. So Mele, what kind of a Rai is it? What kind of a Rai is it? The Kroi is very strange. To a double shock. The Kana, Fisha Vele, the whole Apsum in the money. But we is talking here about the monies. We are talking here about the psu, because he's not a Barzichet, as the Kohen himself pointed out. According to the Ristam, that the Yochin is possibly Shite because he's not a Barzichet. So Mele, there is an analogy between the Dinei Ksile Stam and Shite. Because by Ligabi Ksile Stam we have our requirement of a Bakshire, Ligabi Shite we have the requirement of a Barzichet. So just as we see, that the Gabi Ksile Stam, a Moser is not a Bakshire, even though a Moser is certainly a user of Mitzvah and Mitzvah Fil. You cannot say just because a Jew became a Moser, so he becomes Mufke of the Chiyum of Fil. A Moser is also a Chuyer to put out Fil. Still, he is not considered a Bakshire, for whatever reason. He is not considered a Bakshire, for whatever reason. So in Mele, here too, he's not considered the Barzichet. Well, that's the term of the Agoy Salvezeh. So why does he say in explaining, why does the Kohen say in explaining the Shita of the Rashbo that the Moser is kosher mishchitah? So he says, the Rai, Leidobe tukshire, the Kaan nafishavere lechlapshim in the morning, Masheim kishon. Well, the answer is very simple. Over there, Emishen and Eved is potter of shire. But here, Emishen and Eved is not potter of the Nisa of the Vele, of Shrite. They are just as Mitzube and Shrite, as an Ish, as a Berchere. And then he says, Vitzol Chiyun, Dishom in Mitzube Nalachim. So in other words, this is what the Gemara says. In other words, he's explaining the Shittas HaRashbo, and he says that the Rashbo holds that there is no analogy between Ksam, Ksile Stam, and Shrite, because by Ksile Stam, even Anishel Neved Apostle in Ksile Stam, whereas here, Anishel Neved Apostle in Shrite. So he said, so in Mele, we cannot make an analogy between Moser in Shire, in Tfilon, Ksile Stam, and Moser in Shrite. So he says, but that's no argument, it's all here. The Kohen formulated it in a very strange way. So he says, "Vitzol chiyun, vishom in mitzuvin alatvil, uch mishkos of Rashi." That's why they are not bakshire. Masha'im can hear they are bakshire because they are mitzuvin actually. So that was the Kohen himself. First, he explains the Shittas HaRashbo, but then he says, "But it's difficult the Shittas HaRashbo." So the Kohen himself raises that question against the Rashbo, and they said, "Elo to das haramba." Yesh lehachshir v'yamim mikro v'kol Masha'imki, according to the Rambam, so it's alright, because Shchite is possible. Why is Shchite possible? Because of the posse of v'koroloch v'yochalto mizifre. Because of v'koroloch v'yochalto mizifre. So mele, so that's why we need to go. But in Moser, it doesn't apply to Moser. But even But even that is a little difficult, because the question is this: Monetcha, if we say that now, if we say that Moshe is possible with Sinestar, why? Because he's not the Bakshir. And Ligami Moshe, you cannot say he's not the Bakshir in the sense he's not the Tzubakshir. In Moshe, he's the Tzubakshir. So why do we say that in Moshe is not the Bakshir? Why? So we have to say it because in Moshe, as a king of the Mumu Chaterikol. Now, what does the Mumu Chaterikol mean? Mumu Chaterikol means someone who gave up the whole Torah, who abandoned the whole Torah. He has the same thing like Mishumet. Who is Mishumet? Mishumet is one who abandoned the Torah. Now, if somebody abandoned the Torah, if somebody will be a Mishumet, Marish, they'll abandon the Torah. And then, after abandoning the Torah, they'll still observe Kashrus and observe this is Sarah Lepesia. They'll still be considered as a Mumari, Nevela, Nevela, and Chazar and everything. Because if he abandoned the Torah, so even if he observes it, he is still considered a Nimakit, Anibet. So Nevela, if since the Gemara says in regard to Ksivas Dam that the Moser is not the Bakshir, why is it the Bakshir in Moser? Because the Moser is considered like a Mumu Chaterikole, as the Shach explains the Shita of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Moser didn't kinuma lechol Chaterikole. What does Mumu Chaterikole mean? Someone who is not Zoya in any mitzvah of the Torah, who gave up the Torah. So then, even though in Tzias he is Zoya, he is still considered as a Mumu in film. Yeah, in Moser, once we say that in Moser has a din of a Mumu Chaterikole, has the same din as someone who gave up the Torah, so then he's considered a Mumu Litvim also. He's considered a Kakav Plemunach Tvim also, even though he put some Tvim every day. He's still considered as a Mumu for Tvim. So Mele is not considered as a Makbit on Tvim. So then the question is, Monefsha, if Imosa is considered a Makbit on Tvim, so Imosa should be considered a Makbit on Shchitei too, even though he is Makbit not to prevail, because Al-Pedin is considered a Mumu Chaterikole. So why does he say, and then something else, so why does, and if a Moshe has a din of a Mumu Chaterikole, and the Mumu Chaterikole has the psul of an Akum, why does that, according to Rambam, that the reason is why an Akum is possible for Shvita is because of the call of Chalto Mizifrei. Still, the Chalshavi Faresie is also possible for Shvita. But the Chalshavi Faresie is not an Akum. The answer is, the Chalshavi Faresie has the psul of an Akum, has a din of a Mumu Chaterikole, and the Mumu Chaterikole has the psul of an Akum. So maybe the Chalshavi Faresie, who has a din of a Mumu Chaterikole, he also has the same psul as Akum. So why do the Gros say, El Didasa Rambam, Yesh Lehachshia, the Yalif Mikrobi Kolo. So what? But the Rambam is made that Mechalshav and Faresie Shvidos in Psuro. Why? Because Mechalshav and Faresie is a deal of Mulu Chater Kole, and Mulu Chater Kole is the Psuro of an Akum. So here too, since we see from the Gemara in Gittin that the Moser has a deal of a Mulu Chater Kole, as the Shach explains it, Moser Dini ki Mumu Chater Kole, if it's a Mumu Chater Kole, there's a Mumu Chater Kole, and Mumu Chater Kole has the Psuro of an Akum. So we may let him be according to the Rambam stuff. Shchitose should be asur. Alright, now. So that is, but we can explain it. The Rambam, when the Rambam mentions the din of Sifatei Tefillin Mezuzah Shekosu, Akum, Isha, Eved, Kot, Mose, Yisrael Mumer, so he's assuming, so the Rambam says, Shenema Ushartam Uchsatta, Kol Mishe Muza Lakshiro Umayimbo, Umayimbo. So in other words, so an Akum is not Mitzuve, and Misho and Eved are not Mitzuve, a Kotin is not Mitzuve. What about Moser? The answer is, Moser is not considered Mayimbo. because to be considered a manu, so he, if he's a moser, so that means that he's not motivated by the Torah anyway. If a Jew can master another Jew, it means he's not motivated by the Torah. So he's not a real manu. Al-Pidin is not a real manu. Even though he says, he says he recites the Yukimu Animayim every day, but if he's a moser, so Al-Pidin, he's not considered as a real manu. That's what the Rambam says. So in other words, so that is to, we gotta stop. This is what the Rambam means. That is, to, according to the Rambam, so then there is no difficulty with the Rashi Moshiach. Because if we say that the reason is to why we're not good, it's possible for Shriti, is because of Zavachto, he's not about Zviche. So Mele, if he's not about Zviche, so not about Zviche. So Mele, the question arises, just as we got Iksiva Stam, where there is Aloche about Shire. And we see that in Moser is not about Shire, so we may hear in Gabi Shrite, whatever the pshat of Bak Shire is. So a Moser should not be about Zvire. Mashiach came according to the Rambam, that by Shrite there is no Aloche of Bak Zvire. And the reason is why an atom is possible is not because of Bak Zvire, but because of what Chalta Mizifre. But Michal Shabbos Bifares Yeh, so it's also Shrito Seasuro, because in Chalshal Pares, yes, in the Muhatere Kule, and the Muhatere Kule has the psul of an apple. Mashe'inke Moser. Moser was not the beginning of the Muhatere Kule. This is what he's saying. The Shach is saying that in explaining the sheet of Agoras Alpesim, but according to the Rajma, so according to Agoras Alpesim, a Moser is the beginning of Muhatere Kule. But according to the Rajbo, a Moser does not have a minimum of Muhatere Kule. A Moser, a Michal Shabbat Paresi has a minimum of Muhatere Kule. A Mumal Al-Nizore has a minimum of Muhatere Kule. But a Moser does not have a minimum of Muhatere Kule. So that's why, according to the Rambam, the Shrit of a Moser is Sheo. If we know that he was Sheikh Pablo, he was Achille Lindu Agabo, and we are bringing the Saki. Mashiach is Michal Shabbat Paresi, is a minimum of Muhatere Kule. But a Moser does not have a minimum of Muhatere Kule. So then you ask, so why is the Ksiva Stam of the Moshe Apostle? Not because of Muhatere Kule, because there is Aloha of Bakshire, and Bakshire implies two things. He should be Mitzumeh, and he should be Maimu. A Moshe does not have a deen of a Maimu. Even if he is Maimu, a Moshe does not have a deen. A Moshe does not have a deen of a Maimu. A Moshe. So that's only we got to see the stand where there is Aloha Bakshire. And Bakshire means Mayim Bikshire. Mashiachin Gabishkite, there is no Aloha of Bazviche, of Mayim Bizviche. So in Mele, a Moser, Shritos is Sheo. Mashiach Bechalchal Faresi is a Mumu Hatere Gome. And the Moser does not have a Dino Mumu Hatere Gome. According to Rashi. But the Shach says, Dinik Mumu Hatere Gome, that Shach is explanatory of the Shita that goes out with it. But the Rashbo holds, no, a Moser does not have a deen of a Mumu Hatere Kule. But, according to the Rif, the reason is why an Akum is possible for Shrike, is because of his Abakto, he has to be a Baal Zvichhe. So the same Aloche that we have by Tzlestam, he has to be a Baal Shire, we have by Shrike, according to the Rif, that he has to be a Baal Zvichhe. So Tzol Chiyun, the Shomim Mitzurim Alatvim. So that's the reason, because so that's the reason as to why an Isha never the apostle is in the star. Because Bakshira implies that there has to be Mitzume. And Isha never the not Mitzume. But by Shrite, they are Mitzume, are in Mitzume. Mashiachin vis-a-vis Moser. So if Moser, who is also Mitzume, I'm Shire too, still is not considered the Bakshire. So remember, Moser should not be considered the Baal Zvichhe, even though he is Mitzume, I'm Shrite. So in other words, so he says that according to the Rebbe, we cannot explain the Sheet of the Rashbo. We can only explain the Sheet of the Rashbo, this is what the Rebbe is saying. We can only explain the Sheet of the Rashbo according to the Rambam's Pshat, as to why an Akum is possible, but not according to the Rebbe. In other words, the Rebbe is saying, once we accept the Rebbe's Pshat as to why an Akum is possible for Shrike, because of Baal Zvichhe, then we are forced to the come to the inescapable conclusion that the Moser is also superfluous. The Moser is also superfluous. This is what the call is. Alright. Yisru posul ishrei vigoma hakosher oish yisru hakosher vigoma hakosher psulo במדור ממורים שאיס לאפוס ובידור שאיס איס אין ואיוה כי מבין שדברים הקונה אבל איס לאפוס ובחוצי קונה כלומר הקושר שבדרוך איס that איף ובהם איס ניקה בבית איף ובהם דבין שאיס ניקה במשהו if the sadness of the behem is perforated even a little bit, a tiny little bit, the smallest speck. So there in the Shkitosi, so the Shkitosi is the veil. So it's a soul. So Shkita is not effective anymore. Masha'inke, if the kone is perforated, so the Shkita is a soul only if the kone is pogum behu. If let's say, if this is the kone, and it's separate. Rob of the heke of the coming is separate, so then the Shkita say it should be the soul. But suppose just the mashu is severed, not the rob of the heke, not the major portion of the circumference of the coming of the windpipe is intact, is not severed, then the Shkita is shared. So melee in the case where an akku or a numer, someone who is possible for shritin started to cut the simon. So if, let's say, an akum started to cut the veshe and just made a slight cut in the veshe, very little, and then in the soil, kosher, was gaining the veshe, so then she doesn't sow, because mixas of the shrite was done of someone who is possible shritin. But suppose an akum is good, He started to cut the windpipe. And then, even if he severed half of the circumference of the windpipe, but not the major portion of the circumference of the windpipe, and then the soil came and they finished it. He severed the whole circumference. So then she doesn't share off. Why? Because suppose instead of a good, a cutting, a mashu, or half of the circumference of the windpipe. So suppose that before the shrike, so the sheikhet would hold, let's say, a thorn. He would hold the thorn, and that thorn would stick the windpipe and separate the mashu, or to the extent of half of the circumference. And then he would finish up, he would complete the separance of the circumference. Completely. So then, the shrit would be shaken, because nika vakone bimashu, or even bechotzi, chotzi kone pomo, suppose the kone was severed out of the case